Good morning for WBAI News in New York. I'm Linda Perry with some of the news for Friday, December 4th, 2015. New York City is heading for a fight with its new salt warning labels. The National Restaurant Association says it filed a lawsuit in Manhattan on Thursday, 2 days after the first-of-its-kind rule took effect. The rule requires chain restaurants to put a salt shaker icon on menu items that top the recommended daily limit of about 1 teaspoon of salt. The association says the warning will confuse and mislead consumers and oversteps the city's authority. But the city law department says it's confident the city's health board has the proper authority. It's been 2 years since the New York Health Exchange opened. There have been significant gains in enrolling people in health insurance, but the state's immigrant population is still uninsured at high rates. Andrea Sears reports.
Statewide, 17% of Latinos are still uninsured, and in Suffolk County, 44% of all uninsured individuals are immigrants. One issue has been application materials that are primarily in English. Andrew Leonard of the Children's Defense Fund says another issue is cost.
For those who either don't qualify for Medicaid because of their immigration status or earn too much to qualify for Medicaid, some of the premiums in the private health plans may have been unaffordable.
Last year, online applications were made available in Spanish, and Leonard says the introduction this year of new low-cost insurance called the Essential Plan should help close the gap. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
In other news, there are renewed cries for justice on the one-year anniversary of no indictment when NYPD officer Daniel Pantaleo was not indicted for killing Eric Garner, the 43-year-old father of six, grandfather of three. Eric Garner died after being put in a chokehold by Daniel Pantaleo when he refused to be handcuffed during his arrest on suspicion of selling loose untaxed cigarettes. The video of his death was widely viewed. It showed Garner saying, "I can't breathe," 11 times as he was brought to the ground by Pantaleo in a chokehold, a tactic prohibited by NYPD policy. On Wednesday, activists gathered for a rally and march to demand justice for Eric Garner and continue the fight for justice for all those murdered by police. Zach Murphy reports.
It is a slow genocide of black and brown youth. That's according to Travis Morales of the Stop Mass Incarceration Network. He linked the fight against police terror in New York City to fights throughout the country, starting with Walter Scott, a black man who was shot and killed running away from police in North Charleston, South Carolina, to activists rising up over the death of Mike Brown in Ferguson, Missouri.
Does anybody really think that this cop in South Carolina, who you saw the video of Walter Scott jumping out of his car, running away from this cop, and the cop shooting at him in the back, does anyone really think he would have been charged with murder if the young people in Ferguson hadn't stood up over a year ago?
No.
Going up against rubber bullets, tear gas, armored personnel carriers.
No.
And AR-15s, the semi-automatic version of the M16. Going up against that night after night and igniting a whole movement, an upsurge, an uprising of people all across this country. Do people really think these cops would have been charged with murder if people hadn't been standing up?
No way.
In the month of November alone, another 62 people had their lives taken. Innocent people had their lives taken.
Robert Brashear is pastor at the West Park Presbyterian Church.
And let's be really clear about one thing. We've heard a lot in the last year when we've gone to speak with different precincts, etc. Oh, we're going to have sensitivity training. Oh, we're going to have better community relations. We're going to have, like, diversity training. None of that training means anything, and I'll tell you why. It's about a whole system that has to come down.
Until that comes down, will this change.
So for all these reasons, we need to come together as revolutionary people of all kinds and say, no more, this ends now.
Hey, convict, send those killer cops to jail.
Activists agree a change is needed, and it's the whole system which needs to change. Zach Murphy, WBAI News, New York.
The whole damn system is guilty as hell!
In other news, officials say more than 1,800 apartments in New York City have been returned to rent stabilization. The announcement was made Thursday by State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, Governor Andrew Cuomo, and Mayor Bill de Blasio. They say 128 landlords who benefit from the New York real property tax law are now registering 1,823 market-rate apartments as rent stabilized. Schneiderman says landlords who accept tax incentives must follow through on their end of the bargain and offer rent-regulated leases to their tenants. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.